Hello, I'm P.J. O'Connor, president of O.C. Reilly, a national healthcare services advisory firm. Welcome to the O.C. Reilly Bottom Line Podcast. In this series of discussions, we're focusing on value-add services, and food service in particular. Joining me are Bill O'Connor, founder and chairman of O.C. Reilly, and John Jones, our director of special projects. Let's get this conversation started. So let's start by defining our terms. What do we mean by a value-add service? Dad, I'm throwing that your way to start.
Well, the way I look at it is we take a look at a lot of different things for our customers, and some are just necessary things that they need to be cognizant of, in particular, things like medical devices, where they spend a lot of money, they use a lot of them, but sometimes they don't dig into some areas where they are spending a lot of money and need to provide good service. And those customers of ours that we've had the opportunity to go in and take a look at other added values, possibilities, food service would be one of those, because we've been able to show them how they can improve what they offer and do it in a much, much more cost-effective manner. Does that make sense?
So it's safe to say we'll really take a look at any service, non-clinical service that we feel, we can utilize to improve your bottom line. Really, we can, add value to your organization through.
Right. And deliver something that's better for their patients, which is their primary goal to begin with.
O.C. Reilly has a pretty large emphasis on supply chain. How do you see supply chain and food services being connected?
Well, certainly you can't run a food service without a good supply chain. So, it starts with making sure you've got the right vendors, the right contracts in place, how you get the product in, as well as how you serve your patients and other guests. That's the supply chain process. But I think the value that O.C. Reilly brings is we also look at the operations part. So everything from kitchen design, the types of foods, nutrition, and ultimately patient satisfaction. And once that is understood, then how can we make it better and not only improve quality, but drive additional savings.
What makes food service considered a value add?
Well, first of all, any healthcare institution gets survey rated by their patients. So, food is typically the quality of the food, the temperature, things like that. And, it's extremely important that the level of satisfaction is high. So, there's the whole quality and patient experience portion of food, and really for your internal staff, whether they're going down to the cafeteria or, getting food from the food service department, it makes a huge difference in their satisfaction of working at that location. So they really go hand in hand, both internally and externally for, the healthcare operations.
I think also when you're talking about food and food service, especially in healthcare organizations, you have to take care of employees and visitors, but a lot of folks don't take a good look at how you deal with patients. And again, you're in business because of patients. And, we probably all have friends that have complained about food at that either their friends or relatives were being served, or that they experienced themselves.
Let's just shift back a little bit. If we're you're going into a hospital to do an assessment on food services, what would you say are the most common things you're going to find? What are we absolutely going to run into in the way of issues or particular areas of cost avoidance? What's the low hanging fruit that you're definitely going to hit when you see something like that?
Yeah, I think, listen, if it's, I think over time, whether you're an outside vendor and you're have had that business for many years, or even if it's an in-house service, you know, where you're doing, you know, it's owned by the hospital and they're managing and running their food service business. I think that, you know, it's good to have a fresh perspective of how they're currently operating. You know, I think like in any industry or job or, you know, any kind of process, if you're doing the same thing every day, I just don't think you can see a lot of the little things that occur that can make a difference, whether it be in the quality or cost of an operation. So right away, us coming in with a kind of a naked eye and looking at how they're operating, and again, collaborating with them, we could pretty quickly identify the quality of the food as well as some of the contracts. You know, OC Riley has got, you know, a great repository of information just based on other engagements, some good, some bad, that we utilize and we benchmark against to make sure that, you know, the way the operation is set up, it's running as efficiently and again, as quality driven as possible. So, you know, things like, you know, the quality of the food, what distributor they're using, you know, what is their prep time, their turnaround time, hours of operation, staffing. You know, staffing is, let's face it, you've got staffing and the cost of goods are, you know, is 90% of, you know, the cost of running an operation. So if you've got good quality, well, then, you know, we'll focus in on the cost. Sometimes you have not so good quality and your costs are high, which is, you know, some usual things that we see. And listen, we may recommend that somebody stay self-ops. You know, we may recommend, hey, let's take a look at, you know, what other companies can do. So it kind of takes a lot of different turns, but there's definitely low-hanging fruit when we get there relative to, you know, staffing and training and food quality. There's like terms you hear of like ghost kitchens, you know, quick chill type opportunities where things are par baked or par made, or, you know, let's just say produce, for example, let's just say that, you know, instead of chopping the lettuce in the hospital, that there could be a manufacturer that distributes to a lot of different hospitals that can prep, you know, like a chopped lettuce or spinach or something like that, where, you know, a lot of that prep work is done. And that's where, say it's a single hospital, you can, and that's the term ghost kitchen, you could hire a ghost kitchen to do a lot of that background work and, you know, just bring it on site when you're ready to use it. So, yeah, it's pretty common.
Well, that's it for today's edition of the OC Riley Bottom Line Podcast. Visit OCRiley.com for more information and updates on healthcare supply chain issues. I'm PJ O'Connor. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.